She moved 3 times before she finally saw the circle of life outside her door. In the spring of 2023, Yu Lin, a 32-year-old brand designer, was cooking oatmeal in a south-facing rental in Chengdu's Tongzilin area. Outside the window stood rows of camphor trees, and around the corner below was a bakery that had been open for 11 years, its aired yeast smell drifting up. She carried the bowl to the balcony and suddenly said, "I moved 3 times before I understood that what I was really buying was never the apartment, but the circle of life I could reach from my door." Yu Lin's first apartment was in a new district in the west of the city. The layout was beautiful and the price per square meter was far from low. What she cared about most then was size and light. On signing day, she even posted a photo of the floor-to-ceiling window. But once she moved in, she found the nearest market was a 12-minute drive. A decent cup of coffee meant crossing 2 intersections, and after dinner the only place to walk was the rubber track inside the complex, with empty construction land beyond. A year later she moved east. The rent rose by 800 yuan, yet the amenities suddenly became dense. She said, "The clearest change was that after work I no longer planned errands. I just stepped out and there was everything. The fruit shop downstairs, the rice noodle place next door, the gym 300 meters away, they spread life back out at her feet." Her third move was counterintuitive. The area dropped from 89 to 72 square meters and the unit price fell too, yet she deliberately chose the older, denser central district. I later asked if she regretted it. She laughed, "With the same money, in the new district I bought walls and windows, in the old town I bought 1 extra hour every day." That sentence later became her first rule for choosing a home. This article will not teach you to pick a layout or calculate a mortgage. We talk about one overlooked thing: how far the amenities around your door actually reach, how much time they save you, and how to measure that circle with a ruler. The amenity radius is the range, centered on your door, of daily facilities you can reach on foot or with a short trip. It is invisible, yet it decides for you every day what to eat tonight, where to go on the weekend, where the kids go after school, where to walk when the mood drops. Many people imagine the radius as a straight line, the distance from the complex to the nearest supermarket. But the real radius is the road network, not the line. 2 buildings 500 meters apart in a straight line may take more than 15 minutes to walk because of a river, a wall, or a fast road without a crossing. "I only understood then," Yu Lin said, "that you cannot read the radius from a straight line on the map. You must see how people actually walk. What the radius holds also has weight. The minimum is daily sustenance, fresh food, a convenience store, a pharmacy. Further out are social life and relaxation, cafes, small restaurants, parks. Even further are errands and commuting, parcel points, banks, the subway. The more complete the radius, the fewer forced long trips you make." A useful metaphor: the radius is your home's extended living room. The bigger and handier it is, the less you want to go out; the smaller and emptier, the more you are tied to long commutes and planned shopping. Choosing a community is, at bottom, choosing the size and furnishings of this extended living room. So instead of asking whether the apartment is worth it, ask first, stepping out this door, "In 15 minutes what can I buy, eat, browse, and relax with?" Why 800 meters? This is not a random number. According to the National Standard Design Code for Urban Residential Areas, GB50180-2018, source type, National Engineering Construction Standard, the walking distance of a 15-minute life circle residential area is about 800 to 1100 meters, serving a population of roughly 50,000 to 100,000. In other words, the industry treats a 15-minute walk as the basic yardstick of a livable community. Converted to time, an adult strolling covers 800 meters in a little over 10 minutes. That is enough to go downstairs, pick a bunch of greens, grab a coffee, and wander back, all without driving, without traffic light anxiety, without scheduling. Yu Lin said, "My most relaxed 10 minutes every day are that 800-meter walk after dinner." Beyond 800 meters, the feel changes clearly. At 1500 meters and up, walking becomes a task and most people switch to a bike or a car. Once you rely on a vehicle, the radius loses its most precious quality, the relaxed availability of just stepping out. You will not drive to buy a bottle of soy sauce, but you will walk to buy one. The difference lives inside this circle. Of course, 800 meters is not absolute. In a denser old town, 500 meters may already hold a dozen types of businesses. In a new district, you may need 1,000 meters to barely get by. The point is not to cling to one number, but to see whether the circle holds enough for daily life to turn. Too small feels cramped, too large feels bloated, just enough to turn around in is the most comfortable circle. Next time you view a home, do not measure the living room first. Draw an 800-meter circle centered on the door in a map app. What lies inside speaks more to your next 3 years than the floor plan. This chapter turns the amenity radius from feeling into a calculable ledger, using data, a model, and a real case. We give three data anchors of different scales, each with its source type for your own checking. The first set comes from policy. As noted, the design code for urban residential areas, GB50180-2018, sets the 15-minute life circle walking distance at about 800 to 1100 meters.